The Amonik Women's Shelter is Alaska's only emergency shelter located in a village setting. The staff is comprised entirely of Yupik-speaking women from the community located at the mouth of the Yukon River. But as KNOM's Lorelei Kanin reports, the shelter is still searching for resources to reopen on an around-the-clock basis.
Shelter Director Lynn Hooch says they're doing what they can to meet the need.
We were getting funded from the state, but in 2005, the shelter was cut from state funding, stating that we were a rural program. We continue to do what we can to keep the shelter open since then. So the shelter has been open part-time, and we provide emergency shelter mainly to the people in Imanak. We do get long-distance crisis calls, and we accept those. And the women and children that call from the surrounding villages, we refer them to the shelter in Bethel.
The shelter was established in 1984 and has a history of providing safety to women and children victims in the Amonik region.
We were serving the five neighboring villages, Imanak, Alaganak, Katlik, Nunam, and Mountain Village, but we were also taking women in from Marshall, Pitkus Point, Pilot Station, Hooper, Scam, and Chivak, St. Michael's, Stebbins, and we were getting crisis calls from all over the state, even from the lower 48, just to talk to someone that would understand their situation. Native women would call in and want to talk with women here in the shelter, and all the shelter staff are Native advocates.
While the staff is dedicated to providing a safe haven for women and children, the current energy crisis is not helping. The shelter was built in the 1980s and has not been renovated since. Energy costs are making a dent in the budget.
The shelter is a 9-bed shelter, so it's a fairly big building, $400 or $500 a month for our lights, and we don't have that in the budget. I'm really fortunate that we got that tribal coalition grant that will be able to help us keep the shelter open and make sure the lights are on. And I'm so worried about the heating. We have a 500-gallon tank out there, and we normally fill that up every 3 months. I'm worried about how things are going to be this winter. We're going to do what we can to keep the shelter open.
Hooch says they nearly closed the doors after losing state funding 3 years ago, but the importance of the village setting and the Native-run shelter could not be ignored.
I know we have 21 shelter programs within the state, and the majority of the victims that they provide services are Native women and children. I really believe that it's so important to have Native advocates in each of the programs, so women that come into the shelter for services will be comfortable.
The Amonik Women's Shelter hopes that in February, the State Council on Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence will reinstate the grant that had kept the shelter open over its first 2 decades. If so, the shelter will once again provide around-the-clock service to women and children within the villages surrounding Amonik. In Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.